I can just imagine, like, gets, like, the happy pants. Still feeling not too great, probably, though, because I basically am on the verge of passing out again.
Yeah, and he gets an arm around you and tries to help move you out of the battle zone.
I get myself dragged. I'm allowing it, yeah.
Who's next?
I guess I'd like to get into Horbo's vector now.
Great.
Can I get in there with maneuvers, or do I have to make a check? In there?
You are close enough that you can probably get in there with a maneuver. Yeah, I mean, Horbo got out and engaged with the Drangir with two maneuvers, so.
Yeah, and he set it on that course, basically, to line up with the speeder that Becros has, and Becros basically leaps into the cockpit, jams his lightsaber into the weapons console, and zips off.
Unplugs the dongle.
You hear the crunch of some snacks under your under you as
crunch
you get
of
in.
Wrappers and...
It is the messiest vector cockpit you've ever been in.
Oh, Horbo, you gotta care for your machines. They're your children.
Sorry.
Becros reaches down under the seat and pulls the lever. And
sticky.
Scoots the chair as far forward as it can go.
Horbo is still engaged with the big Drangir. Lodi is engaged close enough that you probably don't want to shoot the other two out front. Mm-hmm. And then there are the two on the side that Captain Dross was shooting at and missed previously.
I think that the ones by the hangar would be the ones to first line up in the weapons as Becros is turning back around to face things. And so he would shoot at them for sure.
All right. What is Becros getting this vector up off the ground look like after you adjust the seat?
After adjust the seat, he pulls back on the joystick and kind of pulls into kind of a straight up trajectory and does a spin as he does a little corkscrew before flipping over and coming back down. And so
you can hear the sounds of the targeting computer.
Yeah. And you can see the two Drangir at the hangar door. I guess they're vines moving about trying to find a way in. And then he squeezes the trigger after suffering one strain to imbue burn again to the weapons.
Okay. As you get in the cockpit, you look at the systems of Horbo's vector and you see that it does have one system strain already.
Okay.
All right. You want to roll that?
Yeah. The difficulty for the shot.
Average.
I am going to start using one of the force talents that I've had this whole time.
Okay.
And haven't been doing. The ebb and flow.
Okay.
Basic power is for any, when I make a skill check, add a force dice and I can choose to add or subtract strain as it goes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So that's in there. The other force dice is committed. Okay.
The dark side is powerful. It is, this area is seeped in it. You get the Drangir in the sights of your targeting computer. You pull the trigger and deal a whole lot of damage. Why don't you just go ahead and tell me how you obliterate these Drangir?
So, and I rolled those two dark side.
You did. Are you going to use them?
And I think where Becros is at the moment is he's susceptible. So his emotional weakness, his new one, is spite. And I think that these creatures have made him very spiteful at the moment, hurting and attacking everyone. So we will add those to this. But I think Becros is feeling the rush, the power of being back into something that he knows, back in a vector, back in a vehicle that he knows how to operate. And once he gets the Drangir lined up in the weapons system, calms his mind and makes sure that he's touching the force the way that he does and making sure that the laser bolts that come out are going to be kind of ripple with the fire, the burn that they're going to have. And he doesn't let up on the trigger until after he flies over the hangar.
I think as he reaches out, he feels the Drengir reach back to him. And that's how he pulls those two strain back to himself. He pulls them directly out of these creatures before obliterating them.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that triumph?
There are no leftover parts of this Drengir. No regeneration possible if nothing exists to be regenerated.
I think what I would like, if I can, is essentially to pass on an upgrade.
Yes, you can.
To the next attack against the biggest one.
I think that, Horbo's probably going next, so you can pass that upgrade to Horbo.
And I think that just looks like that this new connection of power that Becros is getting through the Force at the moment. I don't think he's consciously aware that he's making a poor choice here. And that connection, as he's pulling these things in subconsciously, since these Drengir seeped in the dark side as well, gets the attention of that big Drengir in the middle. There's that mental connection that happens there, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, that has it fully distracted from even defending itself.
I think with you tapped into the dark side of the Force, you can hear and feel the scream as they are snuffed out. Mm. Okay. Next character.
Horbo is fighting this big old Drengir, huh?
Just plant monster.
Did a big attack. It kind of recovered all of that big swipe across it. I think that Horbo will fight until the temple is safe. So I think he's going to continue fighting. He's going to continue fighting with that light pike. So he's going to attack. I think he's going to go for whatever appendage is most threatening to him, whether that be spiny arm or face.
There are a lot of spiny things coming off of this creature.
I think that he's going to do a move like spinning his light pike a little bit, like arm over arm. So I'm going to do a lightsaber.
All right, against a red and a purple.
I don't think I have...
You don't think you have anything? You have like your whole tree bot.
But my whole tree bot is very like defensive.
Okay.
This isn't John Chandongas, who everything like infinitely offensively stacks. Yeah. These are all like, all of Horbo's things are like parries, or if I do really bad, I'll re-roll this.
Do you want to do a center of being maneuver?
Yes, sure. In case I get really, really hurt.
What that does.
So a center of being maneuver until the start of the next turn, attacks against this character, Horbo, increase the crit rating by one. So if I get hurt really bad, I'll take one less crit rating.
So if the Drengir attacks you, its crit rating is 5 instead of 4. It has to get 5 advantages to
do
a critical on you.
I hardly understood what that talent was, and now I kind of do. That's kind of a cool
preemptive. How do you center yourself in this fight?
I think Horbo's discipline he's very centered. He sees these plants as like true enemies. I think in his past, in one of his past encounters, he had trouble seeing how he should dispatch some enemies that were trying to take him away. There was like a guild trying to put him in binders and take him away, and he wanted to deal justice with very dire means. And I think he learned from that encounter. He sees how dark whatever these enemies are, and I think gains a little bit of like confidence and center in how he's fighting them.
Cool.
Yeah. So Becros, you passed it
Free upgrade.
Free upgrade.
Okay. So I get to upgrade my green to a yellow.
Oh dang.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess I won't reroll it.
Yeah.
4 yellows, though.
Triumph, though.
All right. What do you want to do with that?
1 success, 2 advantages, and a triumph.
Yeah. That's 7 damage. And 2 advantages and a triumph. Your lightsaber critical is 3, so you can't do a crit with your 2 advantages, but you could if, with your triumph if you want. What would you like to do? It's pretty hurt.
Let's see. Can I? I could use my triumph as a critical for fun.
Okay.
Get the critical that lets you hurt it again.
That would be super cool.
Do you have anything that makes the crit worse? Probably not. You do not.
Thank you for being able to understand everything quicker than me. Saving us all a little time.
Oh, boy. That is... Andrew.
Ooh. Oh, dang, you got it.
Doug, well, would you like to read the crit that you just inflicted?
I'm having a lot of fun with crits, I guess. So my crit result is a 78, which is overpowered, OP. The target leaves themselves open, and the attacker may immediately attempt another free attack against them, using the same exact pool as the original attack. Wow, that's like the best thing that is maybe...
You also still have 2 advantages.
And I have 2 advantages, and I get to use the same pool, which I was upgraded on, which was already like the best pool I've ever had.
You also have your free reroll.
I like this, like, paying it forward with advantages. I feel like I should just pass my advantages on, because this seems... This is like our...
Your own hive mind, your Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So can I just... I can just redo that
Same pool? Exact roll.
That's really fun. 3 successes and 1 advantage.
You've decimated this thing. What do you do? What does this double attack look like? How do you overpower it?
I think that Horbo swings. He was twirling kind of like in a circular motion, sort of erratically. And I think that this large Drengir lunges arm over arm at Horbo, and Horbo keeps taking off arm after arm as it continues to regrow them. And I think that the thing starts to almost lose some of its viney mass. And after a while, Horbo takes a sweeping step back as this thing roars at him. And he, like, cuts it into 4, like, equal pieces across and upwards. And the pieces sort of fall, and maybe they're smoldering enough that there's like a little bit of fire, so it's a little hard for them to re-congeal.
I think you cauterize it.
Some of them are smoldering on the ground. Others are still wiggling around, trying to find where they connect. And those other Drengir, watching Lodi as the other parts of themselves are hurt around them, reach out with that darkness again and try to take Lodi's mind. I'm going to flip to upgrade this time. 2 purples and 1 red against your discipline.
You said 3 purples and a red?
2 purples and a red.
Okay. Versus 1 yellow and 2 green.
Also, all of Horbo's advantages.
2 advantages.
3. There are 3 there.
Oh, right.
Because you are now working in tandem. Maybe you even feel that presence of Master Zarius as she reaches out, not with the full mind meld of battle meditation, but you feel her presence connecting all of you right now.
Just 3 boost die?
3, yeah.
Okay. 2 successes and an advantage. Advantage is going to get paid forward.
You stave off that mental threat again, matching their darkness with your light, and they scream out at you with rage. Makisa, how are you feeling?
Hi! Not too great, but better than before.
What do you want to do?
So any chance we have another stim pack on that?
I might. Let me look in my bag.
What species is this guy?
A small one. The poor guy's like trying so hard. Probably.
Cool. Yeah, this medic is a mithril. He's got bluish greenish skin and some finny bits, and he starts rummaging through the bag and says,
"Is this a stim pack?"
I hope so.
Do you want to flip a light side point for a stim pack?
None of those advantages can be an extra stim pack on the first, the ones that get passed forward.
I don't think so.
It's worth the spent of a light
side point. Yeah, so I was going to say, no, it's absolutely is a stim pack, and I grab it and I shove it on my thigh.
And you heal 4 wounds.
Okay.
Which has you up and walking around now. I don't think you need to lean on this little guy anymore. What else would you like to do with your turn? How you just woke up from being poisoned. You can still feel that coldness in your veins. It would be so easy to touch the dark side right now.
No, I'm going to do the opposite of it. I want to do what I've been asking you to do for the longest time. Can I use surprise?
Yes.
On the dark side that has been surrounding me and my friends.
You can roll to use suppress.
Even more like, you know, dark thoughts are like getting on my friends, and I want that to not be the case. Oh god, just watch it. Let's roll. Yes, I'm feeling light. The
You're
light
also feeling
has touched me.
Dark though. Because you do get 2 dark side pips as well.
Yeah.
You could fully suppress. You could keep all of them from reforming. Every Drangir in your vicinity, if you wanted to spend those dark side points.
And if I don't?
They might reform. You can feel that dark side still present in those bits and pieces on the ground. The puddle of sludge that Bekros just made of the ones near the landing bay. The dark side is still there.
I don't mess with that. How far can I... So...
If you use the light side...
Yes.
The 2 that are trying to dig into Lodi's mind will no longer be able to do that.
Yes.
If you use the dark side, nothing will reform. You will create this bubble of really like dead space around you.
It is tempting. and as the circuits start making its way in Nikisa's, you know, mind eye, she focuses on the light side, and using the light side that has been reaching out to her to basically cancel the dark side that is surrounding Lodi.
You put up a firewall.
Yes. Exactly. I am hiding her behind the walls. And I guess I can use duration. I have to commit for an ongoing effect.
Yeah, you just commit it. You can't roll a force die until you uncommit it.
Okay. So I am keeping the firewall up. And okay. I can sense that extra dark side that I could block, that I could obliterate. But the instinct in Nikisa just tells us that that is not her dark side to suppress. And besides all of the attitude and temperament, she still has a vow to the light side, as she chooses not to engage on the dark side that she had available for her.
You hear the sounds of the Jedi transport as it flies overhead and pummels the ground that Bekros shot, further grinding those Drangir into the dust. And the Hask and the other farmers set explosives on the space where the large Drangir was, where its bits still writhe, and tell Horbo to move out, move away. The 2 Drangir that are harassing Lodi look toward Nikisa. You can feel the darkness radiating off of them, the anger, the frustration with what you've done. And as those bombs go off, the darkness is overwhelming for a second, and then it disappears. and the jungle is quiet. And then the birds start chirping again, and the insects make their insect noises. And the Drengir that are looming over Elodie aren't moving. They're not doing anything.
That's odd.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more wary of them not doing anything than them talking and moving.
I know I already lost that connection that had been forming between the two of them by Mikisa suppressing them, reaching out to them. Like, what? Is there anything there?
Anything that is there is distant. It's dormant, almost.
All right, and a bunch of thermal detonators just went off, so the temple's wrecked.
The garden is more wrecked.
I reach out to Master Zerais. Have y'all gotten away?
We are safe in the caves.
Okay. I think this might be handled for now, but go to Spaceport City and get in contact with Kel, with the outpost. Starlight Beacon, if you can. I am unconfident that this is truly resolved.
We will calm when we get there.
Lodi just slowly backs away from those two Drengir and surveys the damage done.
The damage is extensive.
Horbo, I'm sorry the Drengir ruined your garden.
This will take many months to repair. In those hundreds of hours that I'll spend fixing my previously fixed work, I will meditate on the Force, and you know what? I'll enjoy it. What's in my shed?
It's not there anymore. The guy stuck it out. Don't worry.
Is there?
Should we stick a bunch of weapons in Horpo's shed? Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's where the thermal detonators came from.
Horvath,
why don't I land and we can talk about that.
And these stand packs. Does anyone need anything? I swear I'm a doctor.
As you make your way back into the Jedi Temple, going through the doors that Horvath locked, Horvath leads the Jedi to the comms room.
Oh yeah, I need to get in contact with Starlight, tell them what just Criff just happened here.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but when I sent out our SOS from the Bava Temple, I realized we were receiving SOSs from many different planets in this sector. I know that we received them from the city, but also Bespin and a handful of other planets. Do you all think it could be something correlating to what happened here?
It's gotta be the Nihil.
I would like a list of planets from distress signals. I would like to reach out to Starlight Beacon to request more information about the Drengir incident on the Maxine station that Mikisa said something about. This is information gathering time. And I would like to see if those planets correlate with Nihil attacks from the past few months.
You have the four SOS locations. They do, in fact, correlate with Nihil attack locations.
I knew it!
And when you call Starlight Beacon, you have trouble getting through a couple times. Like, you have to call back.
This is Starlight Beacon. Bava Jedi Temple, we are in the middle of a crisis. We have no resources to spare. What do you need?
We've just had multiple attacks across the sector on five different planets by sentient, dark side-infused plant creatures.
You are not alone. This has happened on multiple worlds. I'm afraid to say it might have all been a Nihil distraction.
A distraction from what?
The Republic Fair. There's been an attack. The damages are bad. Though I don't know why they do it way out where you are.
We did have one particularly enterprising Nihil leader here. recently captured. Might have just had a grudge.
They don't like Corbo's garden.
No, they don't.
Well, I'm sorry about your garden.
The Drengir here just suddenly stopped.
Honestly, as this is happening, like, Nikisa's, like, definitely a better safe than sorry person. She's, like, setting things on fire outside. The things that are not moving, she's like, I'm burning them to a crisp. Things that stop moving can... Might as well also go back to moving, so I'm not giving them a chance to go back to moving.
Is the threat dealt with? Is it over?
The threat has been dealt with. Avar Crisp led a team of Jedi to deal with it, and everything should be under control now.
Before I finish setting them on fire, do you need any sort of samples to study for later, or should I just burn it?
You are filled with its poison. You might want some samples.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I have the sample right on my body.
You've got that mithril doctor with you.
We're going to want to take some samples. I haven't seen a poison act this way before.
Yeah, so that's what she's doing. She's burning and collecting samples while you guys deal with the bureaucracy of the attack.
And Becros is, like, bringing you fuel.
Yes.
All right, Starly, any data there is on the Drengir on how to effectively dispose of them, I suppose.
I'll send you everything we've got.
Thank you. Bava out.
For light and life.
Light and life.
I hope that document includes fire, because that's what we're using right now.
Fire and bombs. And your comm goes off. Flipping a dark side.
Oh no.
It's not the end of the episode?
No, it's not the end of the episode. Whose comm goes off? Who wants to talk?
I'll keep talking. I'm already at the comms.
Master Zarias did say that she would call you.
Lodi, this is Zarias.
Yeah.
You know about the attacks on the other worlds?
Yes.
And the attacks on Cloud City?
Oh no.
It was the Nihil.
It was the Nihil attacking Cloud City? Not the Drengir.
Witnesses report attacks from ships, masked raiders, gas attacks. Their security forces have been decimated. They also attacked a number of mining platforms. I'm afraid your temple is no longer standing.
Okay, I might need to make a roll. That is a lot of emotions.
Would you like to make a discipline or cool check?
Yeah, and I think a force die needs to be rolled with that.
Okay.
We'll go with cool, I suppose. Yeah, I'm gonna make this a hard check, because that is a lot going on right now. Man, I love it when I can feel my character's emotions. Does the DM want to flip for a red?
I mean, I already flipped to blow up your temple. Sure, I'll flip for a red.
Cool. Roll that. Mm-hmm. It is a successful threat, thank goodness.
And a dark side.
Who's at the comms with me?
I think Corbo's there.
Corbo, you feel like just a pulse of rage radiate out from Lodi, and then she releases that into the Force, taking a very deep, calming breath. How many casualties?
Your two threats. I think you are talking with Master Zarias, and you can see her as a hologram, and it flickers from her to this image of what you know Cloud City looks like, just sort of listing in space, smoke drifting up from it.
Casualties in the thousands.
This was a very carefully planned and coordinated attack. They seeded the Drengir here. Is Kel all right?
Kel is. He was on a mining platform on the other side of the world, visiting one of the doctors who took care of Becros.
Do we know which specific Nihil cloud, or tempest, or whatever, is responsible for this?
We know it isn't Zircon. Their prison transport checked in when it reached the Core Worlds.
We will continue to take care of the situation here, and then reach out to just long stares into the middle distance as Lodi just tries to think. Xanox, Darylin Boda, and Takmia likely need assistance dealing with the Drengir. We will reach out to them with the information that we have from Starlight Beacon on how to deal with the remaining Drengir. Comatose Drengir. And then we will send aid to Cloud City and Bespin. We might need to take refugees. We need to speak with the mayor.
We'll need to speak further with the Noble Court.
Yeah, of course. Those three planets, are they under Noble Court control?
They are, and we have to come up with a real agreement with them. We'll be back at the temple soon. In the meantime, you can help Bekros, Nikisa, and our friends from Narhippa to clean up what remains of the Drengir. I would like to speak with my Padawan for a moment. May the Force be with you, Lodi.
Good light and life. Lodi excuses herself.
Yes, Master.
And the blue glow changes to a closer image of Zariah, so you can see her Lasat features. Not too different in the blue glow of a hologram.
Padawan, I can tell this news was quite troubling for Lodi. I'd like for you to remain close to her for the next few hours. Be the beacon of light that I know you can be, and provide comfort if you think she needs it.
Yes, Master. Our close connection to the Force is what's responsible for today's victory, if it could be called that. I will do my best.
She nods.
How are you feeling, Harbo?
I feel a mix of emotions. One with the planet, and at the same time, torn by the turmoil that the planet has gone through. I see this as a loss and a victory simultaneously. I feel melancholy, and feel some empathy for my fellow Jedi and Jedi of this temple.
It is good to be empathetic, but mind your other emotions. Melancholy can lead to darker things. Try to understand where your feelings are coming from and how they impact the world around you.
I will do my best, Master.
We'll see you in a few hours.
For light and life.
For light and life.
Thank you for listening to this season of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for the season, Mark. You can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place, wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on the show. Bekros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest show, The Foxglove Letters, out now, wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check out GoodwitchStudios.com for more from Erica. Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones, and Horbo is played by Doug. You can find Doug's art at voidboy.art, and you can listen to his music at bunkbedbros.bandcamp.com. Thank you to Crystal, AJ, and Nikki for lending their voices to this episode. Need more Path of the Storm? Well, the wait will be short. February 7th is Star Wars Podcast Day, and we're celebrating with over 90 other shows by releasing a special episode. Look for the start of a bonus arc of Path of the Storm with all new players and all new characters beginning Thursday, February 8th. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.